Yoyim Rishin B'Shabbes Parshiyas Tazria Metzera Shir 558. When Avraham Kotler Zichron Livracha was old and weak and he was in the hospital, so one of his Talmidim told him that the yeshiva has to change his mahalach, how he raises money for the yeshiva. He no longer has the kaychas, he no longer has the ability to run around to the balabatim to raise money. Rather, we should have the balabatim come to the yeshiva and give the money. Reb Aaron used to run from person to person to raise money, and now they felt he was too weak to be able to do that, and rather the balabatim should come to him. And he answered, and he said, Reb Chaim Eizer at Mir Gezakt, he said in Yiddish, Reb Chaim Eizer told me, Severet Faloyren Halb, you're going to lose half. If you ask the balabatim to come to you, it's very likely you're only going to get half of the amount that you would have gotten if you would have traveled to them. So the first thing we see was Abaron Zichron Livracha's willingness to be Meiser Nefesh for every dollar that's necessary for raising money for the yeshiva. It was his achrayas to raise the money, and therefore it was his responsibility to do it in the best possible way that he can magnify the effect of what he's trying to do. When you're doing something, when you're doing a mitzvah, when you're Isik and Tzarchei Tzibur, don't do it just to be Yetzah. Don't do it just to do what you have to do. You have to plan out the best possible way to have the maximum effect. And perhaps we can add to what Reb Chaim Eizer was saying. It doesn't sound like Reb Aaron understood Reb Chaim Eizer like this, but perhaps included in what he was saying was that if you don't travel, you lose half the schar. The mitzvah is based on the effort. And traveling around is not something that's convenient. It's embarrassing. It's difficult. But if they come to you, you lose half of the schar. It doesn't seem that Reb Aaron understood Reb Chaim Eizer to mean that. But the concept is nevertheless true. When a person's faced with a situation and he has to put in effort, instead of getting frustrated, he should realize you get double the schar when you're working hard, when you're going to them, and when they come to you, when it's easier, you lose a large portion of the mitzvah.